If you want to partner with us, you'll find information at the end of this podcast. You know, when we were in America, we went over there to just to have a look and to see if we could find something more than what we had. I mean, we're walking around in the presence of God all day. Angels are turning up. We're on the street ministering to people. People are getting filled with the Holy Spirit. You know, people are getting healed. Demons jumping out of people on the footpath. and we're walking in the presence of God at home in glory for hours and hours and hours. And went over to America, thought, maybe there's something bigger over there. Maybe there's a church that's doing something better and we can plug into that. So we went and we didn't find much. We found one church on a dump. that was the reason we went over there for, to show us that it's not in the big mega churches. You can have a mega church and tear it up. You can have a mega church and have wall-to-wall glory. You just got to get all your people seeking God. But they just don't seem to do it. You know, I can tell you, I spoke to a guy who was into home church. Been doing it for years. And I said to him, so what's the formula for your home church? And he thought he'd get out of the mega churches and go to the home churches. He said, we couldn't get anything happening. He said, people would gather together and we'd just become a friendship club and we'd just be, we'd have church, but we'd just become friends and it didn't go any further than that. And he's tried many, many home churches. He said, can't seem to get it going. And I went home to the Lord and I said, Lord, what's going down with that? See, I'll see things. And then I go and ask God questions, and he answers me in great detail. And he said to me, it doesn't matter. Mega churches are not the answer. Small churches, house churches, are not the answer. None of them are the answer. It's a personal relationship with God, with the Father and the Son through the Holy Spirit, and maintaining that. It doesn't matter if you're in a mega church, you can have a personal relationship with God and the Father through the Holy Spirit. And the whole church can have that. And so can a little small church. People think it's about the small church. Then think little small churches think it's about the resources of a mega church. It's nothing to do with that. This little church in America on a dump. I mean, the presence of God was maximum. It was thick, the glory. I went, okay, I know this stuff. We have this stuff back at home in my little bus. Don and I praying for hours every day, getting whacked. You know, there'd be, you know, Saturday come and we'd say, well, what do you want to do today, Donna? She'd say, let's just get whacked in the presence of God. Okay. And we'd just sit on our lounge and we'd just say, okay, Lord, we just want to get lost in you. And we'd just pray for maybe a minute and all of a sudden something would just happen. The presence of God would come in like a wave and it would get thicker and thicker and all of a sudden we're out to it. And we'd come out of it 2 or 3 hours later and we'd be just off our face. And we did that hundreds of times. You know, something's got to change in you if you do that. When you get in the presence of God, the deep presence. You know, the Bible says that, you know, the 120 priests that ministered in the opening or the dedication of the second temple when Solomon built, the glory came down and they couldn't stand to minister. That's the same glory. There's many, many different types of glory. There's many different types of atmospheres God brings in his massive presence. And it's wonderful. Some it's where it's you can't move. Some where you've got lots of energy. Some where, you know, the love is just massively on display. Somewhere it's just full of generosity. It's just wonderful. Full of revelation, everything. There's so many different facets to the Lord. You can't max them out. This, you could go all your life finding out different rooms or presence of God. But anyway, we're over in America and we went to this big church and it had a big university campus, and a lot of people go to that university. It's had a 24-hour prayer for 20 years. They had a prayer tower, and So Don and I, we said, can we get in here? So we got, it was locked, and we ended up getting in, because what we were doing is we got a tour by someone we prayed for. This is how it happens. We prayed for this lady in a garage, in a gas station. We're getting petrol, and this guy hears me talking to Donna. He says, when we got to the counter, he says, no, I'll pay for your coffee. I said, oh, okay. So he paid for my coffee. I went out to the car. I was telling him about God. He says, my wife would love to see you. She was in the car. She was sick. And we just prayed for her, and she got healed. And then we went from the car onto the area where you walk into the petrol station, the gas station, just before the sliding doors. And we just had a little worship party there. And people were walking by. And people started saying, what are you doing? We're saying, we're praying in tongues and we're worshiping God. And they come over and we start praying for them. And then there was a guy in a car watching us, and he could see the glory of God come over us. And he sat in his car and started praying in tongues, because he wanted to help assist the kingdom of God to manifest and permeate that area. And we were standing there, people are coming in and out, and they're getting caught up in the worship. So these people said, we'd love you to come home to our house. So we said, okay. So we went to their place. They introduced us to a whole lot of their friends. And then we worshipped there. And they got whacked off their head. And they said, this is fantastic. And they belong to a mega church. We went to their mega church. There's no power there. But, you know, we went to this other church. And it was it had a prayer tower. They had it for 20 years. He took us there. He was the groundsman of that big mega church. So he took us there, and we went to the prayer tower. We got in there, and we went underneath where the prayer tower was. And Don and I just got into a huddle and started lifting our hands up and worshiping, because we know about open heavens. We understand about prayers. And we declared, Father, if we be worthy, that those prayers would open out onto us, that revelation would come to us and revival would come through us, and that we declared these things to be to come through us. And we asked God if we were worthy. And man, oh man, that was great worship. So we go outside, the door's shut, and we come up against this African guy, and he's a pastor, and he's just brought his son from Africa. He's a pastor of over 200 and something churches, he said. I can't remember, 200 and something. And he just brought his son to America to be enrolled in this big Christian university. So we're standing there talking to him, and I started talking to him, and the presence of God came over all of us. And he said, will you pray for me? Will you pray for me? Man of God, will you pray for me? I mean, I'm just a nobody. And this guy, you know, he's a pastor of 200 and something churches. And he's asking me to pray for him. So I put my hands on him. I prayed for him, and I prayed for his son. He asked me to pray for his son. We prayed for his son. And he said, you're an apostle of God. You're a great man of God. You know, look, it's only God is the one that can endorse you. You can stand up and say, I am an apostle of God. I'm a great man of God. It doesn't matter. God's got to endorse you. You know, and God will endorse you to whoever he wants. He'll open the doors to whoever he wants in your life. You can't do it. You can do it naturally, but God won't be in on it, and there'll be no blessing in it. So we choose to remain anonymous. We choose to be quiet, because God is using us in mighty places. Places where people are calling out. We're stepping in, and God is moving into that place. God is keeping us quiet. You know, we haven't even started the ministry that God's called us to walk in. We are in the last days ministry. That's what we've been called, to tear it up with hundreds of other people who have been seeking God, who have been hid away, who will be displayed to the world, and we will show them the kingdom of God, and they will step into the kingdom of God, and then the end will come. There's going to be a great harvest. You know, God's told us all of the stuff about what's going to happen, and I can't even tell other saints. It's just amazing. And I'm sitting every day with anticipation. Is this going to be the day? Is this going to be the day that Jesus said he's going to come for Don and us? He's going to come for all of us. He's going to gather us into one place. And he's going to empower us. And he's going to disperse us amongst the world. And we're going to tear it up. And there's going to be massive, massive revival. People are going to come home. They're going to be given what they've been longing for. And they're going to step into eternity. And then Jesus is going to come back. And he's going to have a glorious church to come back with. It's going to be fantastic. But all we have to do is position ourselves so that we can be part of this great revival. And that's what I'm saying to you. You can position yourself. It doesn't matter where you are, in what church you are. If you're baptized and filled with the Holy Spirit, you have the opportunity to step into eternity and not be like the foolish virgins who just hung around the outside, who have to go off and get the oil. And when they come, Jesus is gone. All the work is gone. The mighty work is turned. It's finished. And now it's time for the day of the Lord. And we all get our rewards. That's very important. If you knew what I knew, you would be thinking day and night, how can I get my rewards? By the will of God, not by your will. You know, there's a thing in the Bible in Hebrews about repentance from dead works. Repentance from dead works. All you want to do is just be led by the Holy Spirit. Have your mind transformed by the Holy Spirit. And the works that you do will be stamped and organized by God himself. And you'll be in his perfect will. And then you'll get a massive reward when Jesus comes back. And we'll leave it there. So if you'd like to help us out at Clear Vision Revival, just go to the bottom of the page and click on support.